The band played. Attendees honored their country. And then they went about the business of finding jobs. The event at the 69th Regiment Armory in New York brought together some 1,000 veterans looking for their break back into civilian life. Companies from all sectors, private and public, were there. Some, like Toyota, have made real commitments, says company representative Don Evan.
You know, 3 years and 621 or 22 job fairs, we've hired over 22,000 young men and women from our armed forces. I think if you look at today's veterans, they've got outstanding skills. You know, they're trainable. They're smart. They've had leadership. They've had more responsibility at an earlier age than civilian counterparts. What they lack is the ability to market themselves.
Part of the marketing process is learning how to sell one's skills. A team of professionals worked with the vets to put those skills down on paper so they would be understandable to a prospective employer. The veterans look at these opportunities with clear focus.
I've seen a lot of great companies here today. They're hiring for a lot of good positions that I'm qualified for, and hopefully I'll be able to get into one of these good positions, one of these good companies.
You know, they want to help us veterans. You know, a lot of us are coming out with PTSD and you know, with, you know, scars and injured, and, you know, their hand is out to us more than it was a few years ago, I think.
Dakota Meyer, a Medal of Honor recipient, is the unofficial spokesman for vets searching for civilian work. He talked about the burden placed upon his fellow servicemen and women, especially those who served in Afghanistan and Iraq.
You know, this is the longest war that we've ever fought. It was fought by such a small percentage of our nation. Less than 0.45% of our nation carried the burden of this war over the last 12, 13 years. Are they ready? Of course, they're ready. They're ready for anything. They're ready to go to war tomorrow, so they're ready to go to any civilian workplace.
More veterans are finding work these days, mainly because the American economy is growing after years of recession. Veteran leaders such as Meyer see this development as proof that a tougher focus on veteran unemployment by the White House, Congress, communities, labor unions, and business is paying off. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.